The 10 Mistakes You're Making When Dinking in Pickleball and How to Fix Them by PickleballControl.com. Fix your dinks. Win more points. Steer clear of the most frequent dinking errors and discover easy, efficient habits and techniques that change beginner shots into pro shots. 1. Hitting too hard. When you apply power excessively, the ball tends to go too high or too far away. Keep your grip loose and maintain a smooth, low to high stroke. Aim to guide the ball over the net with a scoop push or shovel technique. 2. Popping the ball up. Put too much lift on the ball, and your opponent can put it away easily. Keep your paddle face slightly open and contact the ball out in front and at a low point. 3. Using the wrist too much. Flicking or snapping the wrist causes inconsistent or control. Keep your wrist stable and lead the motion from your shoulder and forearm. 4. Standing too tall. An erect posture decreases the ability to move and control the paddle. To maintain the optimal position, bend your knees, lean into the move, and keep the paddle up and out in front. 5. Reaching. Instead of moving your feet, reaching for balls can cause you to hit off balance shots. Instead, take small shuffle steps to get in position to hit the ball and maintain balance. 6. Inconsistent contact point. Striking the ball too late or too close to your body. For improved control and angle, strike the ball out in front of your lead foot. 7. Starting the paddle too high. Moving downward increases mistakes and velocity. Start your paddle under the ball and softly raise. Always go low to high. 8. Staring at the opponent instead of the ball. Losing concentration on the ball causes issues with timing. Maintain your focus on the ball during contact. Avoid looking up too soon. 9. Dinking without intention. Dinking to simply keep the rally going without a strategy is not a recommended way to play pickleball. If you're going to dink, you should aim your dinks at the opponent's backhands, feet, or to the sideline. 10. Not resetting after each shot. Maintain your paddle in a low position or out of position. After each dink, ensure you return to a ready position. Your paddle should be up and centered ready to make the next shot.